Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2011, Ancient Mysteries, Future Discoveries. This new theme opens the door to a variety of topics ranging from ancient solar sites and discoveries to current and future discoveries. Many of these new discoveries involve NASA missions that, when combined, tell an even greater story of our dynamic solar environment. So throughout 2011, we'll share information from the Sun Earth Day Technology Through Time series, as well as numerous interviews with people who are directly involved with current and future NASA missions. So let's get started with this year's podcast lineup by interviewing a scientist who is directly involved with a mission called the Magnetospheric Multiscale Mission that's going to launch in 2014. MMS, as it's called, has one main task: understand a phenomenon called magnetic reconnection that causes huge bursts of energy in the magnetic field surrounding Earth. Here to tell us more is Tom Moore, a heliophysicist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, who is also the project scientist for MMS.
The MMS mission is designed to measure the speed and variability of a key process known as magnetic reconnection, and to relate those to both the external conditions imposed on by the solar wind and the internal conditions inside a tiny electron diffusion region, which we think may act as a valve on the process. The electron diffusion region is very tiny and very fast moving, so studying it is like trying to sample, say, fireworks on the National Mall from flying over in the International Space Station. And so as a result, MMS instruments have to be up to 100 times faster than prior missions, and the MMS data system has to identify bursts of interest to be telemetered to the ground. There's no way we could send everything. The EDR, or the electron diffusion region, again, is a three-dimensional object, so MMS requires a triangular pyramid of four identical spacecraft that fly in close formation, and three of them define a plane, plus the fourth one encloses a pyramid, so you have a three-dimensional object. Well, so what? What's the purpose of this? Reconnection is thought to organize and drive all space plasma weather around the sun and the Earth and everywhere in the solar system, and in fact in the universe. The most visible signs of it that we see here on the ground are the auroras that hooked me on this field of study in my hometown of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But you can learn lots more about MMS and reconnection from the lead scientists in the podcast segments that follow.
I'd like to thank Tom for his time, and I look forward to future interviews with people involved with the MMS mission. As many of you already know, every year we update our Sun Earth Day resources for educators, museums, community groups, and amateur astronomers. We also collect a variety of additional hard copy educational resources that are placed in a beautiful and new Sun Earth Day folder. If you haven't already, I'd like to remind you to register on the Sun Earth Day website in order to receive your free folder of materials while supplies last. I'm also very excited to announce the release of a new mobile version of NASA's Space Weather Media Viewer. I'm also excited to announce the release of a new mobile version of NASA's Space Weather Media Viewer. This application is an adaptation of the current Space Weather Media Viewer online and features near real-time imagery from a wide variety of NASA missions, as well as video interviews with prominent scientists. You can download the app by doing a search in iTunes for NASA Space Weather Media Viewer. After downloading the app, we would really appreciate seeing your reviews and comments. I hope you enjoyed the Sun Earth Day Mission Highlights podcast. If you have something to say, just join us in Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can also learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.